الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah Azza wa Jal open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us Have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers and listeners of Madini channel to your program called The Early Echo. Inshallah Azza wa Jal in today's episode and program we discuss a parable from the glorious Quran Pak and in today's episode we shall be speaking about one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that is referred to as Safa and Marwa. Allahu Akbar. Please stay tuned with us till the end of today's episode and program. Let's be honored to hear and listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak. Though we have mentioned this before as well, but for the sake of barakah and blessings, once again, subhanallah, listen to this amazing parable from which we will derive the virtues and blessings of increasing one's Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As this parable has been narrated by none other than this great personality, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Sharifuddin Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, great scholar of Islam who was paralyzed. Jiha, his body was not functional for he suffered paralysis and due to which he underwent long-term treatments but there was no gain. And there was no treatment for his illness. However, he composed this beautiful qasida known as Mawlaya Salli wa Sallim Da'iman Abadan Ala Habi Bika Khayri Khalqi Kullihimi in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the wasila of Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The day or the night that he composed this qasida, he fell asleep. And his fortune had smiled at him for he had made ziyarah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, it has been mentioned by this great personality that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream had passed his affectionate hands over his affected body. And furthermore, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had blessed him with his burda, with his shawl in the dream. And he says, when my eyes opened, I could receive the fragrance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in my room. Furthermore, I was able to walk. I had noticed I was cured. Though I underwent long-term treatments, but there was no doctors that could give me shifa, that could remove my sufferings. Here the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in my dream had passed his affectionate hands over my affected body. I was paralyzed. I could not move. But since then, I was able to walk. Allahu Akbar. I was able to move. I was able to do the things that others could do. Subhanallah. And furthermore, he says, I had the shawl of Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wasallam in my dream. I had that over my body as well. What a beautiful qasida this is, dear viewers. This qasida is recited throughout the globe. Muhabbat ke saath, husool-e barakat ke liye, iske ek ya do sher padhte hain, muhabbat ke saath milke padhte hain. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril
خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم صبح تبا میں ہوئی بٹ تا ہے باڑا نور کا سب قلعے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا میں گدا تو بادشاہ بھر دے پیالا نور کا میں گدا تو بادشاہ بھر دے پیالا نور کا نور دونوں تیرا دے دان صدقہ نور کا مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله الحمد لله As per routine dear viewers inshallah we shall move and listen to a naat صلى الله عليه وسلم and this is the praises of the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Sit back, relax, enjoy this Naat-e Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We shall be speaking about the blessings and the virtues of these two mountains. Because the Hujjaj have just returned, it could be your first time and you subhanallah, walked and made sa'i and made tawaf of these mountains. However, it is a great honor and privilege being there and walking on these two blessed mountains. What connection these two mountains has with Islam, inshallah, this is what we shall be discussing in today's episode and program inshallah. Stay tuned with us till the end of this program. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi
ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodo ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodo tere naam par sabko wara karu main آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آقا ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم سرکار کے گدا ہے
कोई नहीं हमें गम, सरकार के गदा है कोई नहीं हमें गम, कोई नहीं हमें गम। किस्मत है ये हमारी हरदम रेल पर जारी, किस्मत है ये हमारी हरदम रेल पर जारी,
नदी पे जाए सदसे नदी पे जाए वारी, नदी पे जाए सदसे नदी पे जाए वारी।
आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह,
नदी पे जाए सद से नदी पे जाए वारी, नदी पे जाए सद से नदी पे जाए वारी।
रंजो अलम हमारे सब दूर हो गए हैं, रंजो अलम हमारे सब दूर हो गए हैं, हम जिक्र मुस्तफा से मसरूर हो गए हैं, हम जिक्र मुस्तफा से मसरूर हो गए हैं, मसरूर हो गए
आका।
सदा है ये हमारी छोड़े हम दुनियादारी, सदा है ये हमारी छोड़े हम दुनियादारी,
नदी पे जाए सद से नदी पे जाए वारी, नदी पे जाए सद से नदी पे जाए वारी।
आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह, नसीब जिनको हासिल है उनकी निस्बत, वो खुश नसीब जिनको हासिल है उनकी निस्बत, पाते हैं चैनो राहत करते हैं उनकी मिदहत, पाते हैं चैनो राहत करते हैं उनकी मिदहत, करते हैं उनकी मिदहत। कहती है दुनिया सारी हसरत है ये हमारी, कहती है दुनिया सारी हसरत है ये हमारी,
नदी पे जाए सद से नदी पे जाए वारी, नदी पे जाए सद से नदी पे जाए वारी।
आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह,
नदी पे जाए सद से नदी पे जाए वारी, नदी पे जाए सद से नदी पे जाए वारी।
जिक्र नबी से अपने सीने को जगमगाए, जिक्र नबी से अपने सीने को जगमगाए, दरबारे मुस्तफा में सर अपना हम झुकाए, दरबारे मुस्तफा में सर अपना हम झुकाए, सर अपना हम झुकाए। हो अश्क नदामत के आंखों से अपनी जारी, हो अश्क नदामत के आंखों से अपनी जारी,
नदी पे जाए सद से नदी पे जाए वारी, नदी पे जाए सद से नदी पे जाए वारी।
आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह,
किस्मत ये हमारी है कुर्बान दिलो जाने, क्या शान तुम्हारी है।
زن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج زن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت محسن گے جانے ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن گے جانے ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے سد سے نبی پہ جائے ہماری نبی پہ جائے سد سے نبی پہ جائے ہماری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے سد سے نبی پہ جائے ہماری نبی پہ جائے سد سے نبی پہ جائے ہماری
ماشاء اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ کیا بات ہے مدینہ کی. We said that inshallah we will be speaking about Safa and Marwa, and yes, these are two hills that when you go to Makkah al-Mukarramah you will find these two beautiful hills. Of course they have extended the Haram Sharif and so on and so forth, so it's not like it was in those days. However, that place have been saved for Hazrat Sayyidatuna Hajra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was the beloved wife of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam, and the blessed mother of Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and this has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. Allahu Akbar. And further more, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Hajra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who searched for water on the hills when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left her at that place known as Wadi al-Zizara, as the historians have mentioned, and it has been mentioned in Islamic history as well, that there was nothing present there at that moment besides rocky places, mountainous area, no place of shade. Allahu Akbar. And when she asked and inquired from her beloved husband, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he did mention that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will take care of you. In other words, he gave this ishara and indication, it is as per the order of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the level of her tawakkul that she then decided to be there, and she never complained about anything. Allahu Akbar. And when she left Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam at one side, when he began to cry out of thirst, it has been mentioned that Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha began to run. She walked at some places and she began to run at certain spots and areas between Safa and Marwa in search of water for her son, Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So near these two hills, Sayyidina Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha searched for water desperately while climbing and running between the hills for Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And every time from one end to the other, when she reached, she searched for water. She tried looking for water and she could not find water. She would come all the way back to Marwa. Those who judge, those people who go for Hajj and Umrah, if you have made Sa'i, you would realize the distance between Safa and Marwa. Allahu Akbar. Like this, she radiallahu ta'ala anha ran 7 times, dear viewers. Imagine and focus, Allahu Akbar, 7 times. So this act of hers became very beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, despite having no shortage of water in Arab, for Zamzam water gushed forth from beneath the ground, it bubbled from under the ground due to the blessings of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And she was the first person to say, Zamzam, Zamzam, stop, stop, stop. And she made like a little place for the water to be accumulated, and she gathered the water. And of course, the whole world benefits from the Zamzam water from the time of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Today, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. However, dear viewers, in the era of ignorance, it has been mentioned with regards to Safa and Marwa, in the era of ignorance in the Zamana-e-Jahiliyyah, they were two wicked people. And the name of one was Asaf, and the name of the female was Naila. These two wicked people committed adultery inside the Holy Kaaba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath fell upon them. It destroyed them in a sense where they became defaced and turned into statues. Allahu Akbar. Now listen to this piece of information which will be very, very beneficial for you. It has been mentioned that when these two wicked people that committed adultery inside the Holy Kaaba turned into statues and became the defaced through the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, later on the idol worshippers took these statues out of the Kaaba and placed them on the hills of Safa and Marwa. This is what the idol worshippers had done by removing them from inside the Holy Kaaba and placed them on both the hills, Safa and Marwa, and started worshipping these idols. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So when these people began to worship these idols, when Islam spread in the Arab, the Muslims considered it to be a sin, and Islam would never allow these sorts of things. Islam has come to eradicate bid'ah. Islam has come to remove people from darkness and bring them to light, subhanallah. So when Islam had noticed and seen that these people are worshipping idols on the hilltops such as Safa and Marwa, then Allahu Akbar. At that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the commandment in the Holy Quran Pak that there is no harm and sin in visiting these hills, because that time people stopped visiting Safa and Marwa thinking that the idols are kept there, so why should we go there? But Islam came and removed those idols, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by revealing a verse in the Holy Quran Pak, made it very much clear that there is no sin in visiting Safa and Marwa, but rather these two hills are now from amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day when Makkah al-Mukarramah was conquered, the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demolished these two idols. After Fath Makkah, these two idols were demolished and restored the holiness that these hills possessed before. After removing these two statues from there, the holiness and the maqam and the status of these two mountains was of course restored once again. In other words, people then began to visit these mountains, especially after these verses of the Holy Quran Pak was revealed. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Inna as-Safa wal Marwa min sha'a'illah. Faman hajja al-bayta aw i'tamara fala junaha 'alayhi an yatawwafa bihima. وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ.
Undoubtedly, Safa and Marwa are among the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever performs Hajj or Umrah of the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, there is no sin upon him to circle around. And whoever does good of his own accord, then indeed Allah Azza wa Jal is most appreciative and all-knowing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. It has become apparent and clear from the verse in the Holy Quran Pak that visiting Safa and Marwa is of no problem. إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. Undoubtedly Safa and Marwa are amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let alone having any doubt, rather, these two mountains have gained such maqam and exaltation in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jal has made this from amongst his signs. Now, dear viewers, Sayyidatuna Hajara radiallahu ta'ala anha searched for water while running between these two hills, as I mentioned earlier. And she had a valid reason to run between these mountains. Ulama and scholars have written so beautifully that though there is no shortage in Islam for water, wherever you go, Allahu Akbar, in Makkah al-Mukarramah, water is even transferred and transported to Madinah al-Munawwarah as well. People bring Zamzam water to their homes in various countries in the world that visit Makkah Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Then why do we run? It's simple that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved and liked the act of his beloved Bandi. and servant, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Hajra radiyallahu ta'ala. And when her blessed feet touched the soil and the area of Safa and Marwa, and her action of running between these two hills became beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Azza wa Jalla has regarded those two hills as His sign. But this is the same place where His beloved Bandi, a wife of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, had ran upon these two mountains. So she ran due to the scarcity of water. She ran because of having no water. And we run not because there is no water, but rather we run because we remember the sunnah and we remember the action of this great Bandi of Islam, this Waliya of Islam, this great Khatun, the beloved wife of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So these two hills became so holy that they became a monument of Sayyidatuna Hajra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and these two hills became sacred place for performing Sa'i and Tawaf during Hajj and Umrah. And this will continue to remain sacred until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Kapde to hum sab ke paas hote hain, material samajh lein, shawl samajh lein. Lekin dear viewers, every material is not the same. Allahu Akbar. One material is that which we use on our bodies and we respect it. We take care of our clothes, such as our hanky for example, and many other examples I can give you. But there is a certain material in ghilaf which then becomes the covering of the holy Kaaba. How beloved and how sacred does that material become? Since it touches the holy Kaaba, it attains nisbah and connection with the holy Kaaba. There is one material which you use upon your body. It is not so respected that people will kiss that. But there is one material which becomes the juzdan of the holy Quran. And when this attains that maqam and status in Islam, that it becomes the juzdan of the Holy Quran, it becomes the covering of the Holy Quran. Now you would respect this ghilaf, you will respect this cloth as well, for it has attained that maqam. Allahu Akbar. Every stone is not the same. Ek patthar wo hota hai jo hum apne pairon se marte hain. Allahu Akbar. We kick some stones which come on our way as we walk on the path. But there is one stone, dear viewers, which is known as Hajar-e-Aswad. Ek patthar wo hai jise chumne ke liye sari duniya se log ikhatta hote hain. People from around the world gather to kiss this stone. This is that stone which removes your sins. Allahu Akbar. This is that stone which came from Jannah and it has high status in Islam as well. So there are differences, dear viewers, at the Surah Madini channel, between places, between things, between people. There is different ranks and statuses. And likewise, there are so many other hills in this world, but no hill has attained this maqam which Safa and Marwa has attained. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned this in the Holy Quran Pak. No other hill has attained the maqam which Ghare Thawr has attained, because Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his beloved companion, had camped and stayed there, made Qiyam at that place known as Ghare Thawr, the cave of Thawr, for 3 days during his migration to Madinatul Munawwara. Likewise, there are some places where the Quran was revealed on certain hills, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was present there at Ghari Hira also for some time. No other hill can attain the maqam of these places where it has connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or it has connection and nisbah with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jalla pardon our sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand and realize the importance of respecting the places where the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have ever walked upon. Imagine the maqam of Gumbad-e-Khazra. Allahu Akbar. This is the same Gumbad. It is the same dome beneath which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, dear viewers. It is the very same illuminated Gumbad in Islam, subhanallah. There are so many other Gumbads. There are so many other domes in the world, but beneath this dome, the most exalted, the most celebrated Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is resting, dear viewers. And this is our Madani channel, subhanallah. As the poet says so beautifully,
Gumbad-e-Khazra ki daman ki hawa maangi hai, Gumbad-e हवा बांगी है, ہم نے مرنے کی مدینے میں دعا مانگی ہے، ہم نے مرنے کی مدینے میں دعا مانگی ہے، گنبد خضرا کی دامن کی ہوا مانگی ہے۔
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، دس از دا سیم illuminated اینڈ بیوٹیفل گنبد خضرا، dear viewers. So the point that we tried making and the point that I am still trying to make, dear viewers, and to make you understand is that respect the places, the shrines, the maqamat at various places in the world that has connection, that has relation, that has nisbah, that has some sort of ta'alluq with the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be the grave beneath or inside which a friend of Allah azza wa jalla is resting. It could be the things that they used in their lifetime that also had ta'alluq with them, like the shirt of Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, as the Quran beautifully described, when it was placed upon the eyes of his beloved father Yaqub alayhi salam, who lost his eyesight due to excessive crying in the remembrance of his son Yusuf alayhi salam. The Quran says فَرْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا, his eyes were restored the moment he attached and placed the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam upon his eyes. Allahu Akbar. One cannot say that this shirt is the Nabi of Allah. Nahi, nahi. It is not the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, but rather that qamis, rather that material had nisbat and connection with the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, due to which Allahu Akbar, using that as a wasila, the eyesight of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was restored. Amazing it is, dear viewers. So Islam is also based on remembrance. These places of remembrance such as Safa and Marwa, look at Maqam Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood on those stones when he asked his son Ismail alayhi salam to go find a stone so that he could stand upon that stone and start erecting and building the Holy Kaaba. It has been mentioned in the Tafaseer and in the commentaries of the Holy Quran Pak that when Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam went, he met with Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam through the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he said to him that why don't I direct you and show you two amazing stones that descended with Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from Jannah. And then he taken him to the first stone and showed him the stone and said, this is the stone which Adam alayhi salatu wasalam descended from Jannah with, and this is the stone upon which your father shall stand and erect the Holy Kaaba. And the miracle of the stone was that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam began building the Holy Kaaba, it is common sense that every time you would go higher, you would need a scaffold, you would need a ladder, or else how would you take the bricks and the rocks above and go? Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he stood upon the stone and as he began to build the Holy Kaaba, as he would go higher and now he would need his hands to stretch on the other brick, then automatically the stone Maqam Ibrahim would take him up and go. It will elevate him. It will take him on a higher level, subhanallah. And the other stone is known as Hajar al-Aswad, which we all kiss. And it has the ability to remove your sins through the power granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And furthermore, proven from various ahadith, Hajar al-Aswad will intercede for you on the day of judgment as well by the permission granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers, these are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything about Hajj reminds you of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, from the erection and from the building and establishing of the Holy Kaaba, from Hajar al-Aswad to Maqam Ibrahim, from Safa and Marwa, and to even the presence of Abi Zamzam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, to the parts of even sacrificing an animal. All these are based on yadgari, on remembrance. So we remember the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We celebrate and we through day wasila attain the proximity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jal, we have much more to discuss, dear viewers. Stay tuned with us inshallah. We will listen to a Madani Guldasta. When we come back inshallah, we have some farmaish as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
It is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, whoever learnt and taught the Holy Quran and then acted upon whatever is in the Holy Quran, the Quran will intercede for him and take him into paradise. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. We spoke or we heard this Guldasta about reciting the Holy Quran. The Quran will intercede for you and I on the Day of Judgment, subhanallah. Dear viewers, there are such facts and reality and amazing facts about the Quran which you and I still don't know. People are still discovering and understanding the beauty and the blessings and the virtues of Quran Pak even today, though 1400 some odd years have passed, but aaj bhi things are unfolding from the Holy Quran Pak. Reality is being seen. That which was said centuries ago is turning out to be true in this era, in this zamana. Love the Quran, take your lessons from the Quran, adhere to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Create this ta'alluq and nisbat with the Quran, inshallah. Trust me, you will be successful in this world as well as in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, our brother Sayyid Sahib today as well has given us this farmaish on the social media. Let's inshallah include this in our program, inshallah. Teri naat padte padte shukriya. He says that naat teri padte padte. Inhone ek hi jumla kaha hai, baki there are many kalams with the same, rhythm and same tarannum. Naat padte padte, shayad aapne ishara ye kiya hoga ki meri baat ban gayi hai, teri baat karte karte. If this is the same kalam, inshallah, let's go towards this kalam. And Naat Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poet says these beautiful ashaar and he says, meri baat ban gayi hai, teri baat karte karte, aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ki hamari kya haisiyat hai? Who are we and what are we? Jo kuch hai ye sara ka sara sarkar ka sadaqa hai. Everything is through the blessings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Hum unka zikr karte hai. We celebrate the zikr and the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to which our tasks in life are accomplished through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To chale is Naat Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko padhte hain aur sawab kamate hain.
میری بات بن گئی ہے میری بات بن گئی ہے تیری بات کرتے کرتے صلی اللہ تیری بات کرتے کرتے تیرے شہر میں آؤں تیرے شہر میں آؤ آقا تیری نعت پڑھتے پڑھتے صلی اللہ تیری نعت پڑھتے پڑھتے میری بات بن گئی ہے تیری بات کرتے کرتے تیرے عشق کی بدولت مجھے زندگی ملی ہے تیرے عشق کی بدولت مجھے زندگی ملی ہے مجھے زندگی ملی ہے مجھے موت آقا آئے مجھے موت آقا آئے تیری بات کرتے کرتے مجھے موت آقا آئے تیرا ذکر کرتے کرتے صلی اللہ تیرا ذکر کرتے کرتے میری بات بن گئی ہے تیری بات کرتے کرتے
کس چیز کی طلب ہے انہیں آرزو بھی کوئی کس چیز کی طلب ہے انہیں آرزو بھی کوئی تو نے اتنا بھر دیا ہے تو نے اتنا بھر دیا ہے کشکول بھرتے بھرتے صلی اللہ کشکول بھرتے بھرتے میری بات بن گئی ہے آقا تیری بات کرتے کرتے میرے سونے سونے گھر میں کبھی رو بن ہی جاؤں میں دیوانہ بن ہی جاؤں تیری راہ تکتے تکتے صلی اللہ تیری راہ تکتے تکتے میری بات بن گئی ہے تیرا ذکر کرتے کرتے صلی اللہ تیری بات کرتے کرتے تیرے شہر میں آؤں آقا تیرے شہر میں آؤں تیری نعت پڑھتے پڑھتے صلی اللہ تیری نعت پڑھتے پڑھتے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ ماشاء اللہ وی سے شکرن ٹو برادر سید صاحب فار ریکویسٹنگ دس کلام اینڈ وی ہوپ دیٹ وی ہیو ٹرائیڈ کورنگ دس ایز ویل الحمد للہ کمنگ ٹو دی اینڈ آف آور پروگرام ڈیئر ویورز الحمد للہ وی ہیو ہرڈ دیٹ وی شوڈ ہیو ریسپیکٹ اینڈ ریورنس ٹو دوز مقامات which are attached, which have connection with the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing hostility, showing negative energy and attitude towards these things could be very, very destructive, being offensive, showing any sort of anger towards these things could be very detrimental, dear viewers, to your iman, to your life as well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even today, dear viewers, and this is the Madani channel, from the things that he touched, from the things that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore, you will find in the books of ahadith, after his physical and apparent earthly demise, it was used to cure people. It was used to grant shifa to people, subhanallah. Like Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, used to wash the Mubarak and blessed hay of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give it to sick patients to drink. And she says, whenever they would drink and consume that water, if they had any stomach ailments and diseases and illnesses, it would be removed instantly, subhanallah, due to the water that touched the hay of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha says, she had the blanket of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many other companions possessed the Na'alain Sharifain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Sahabiya says, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited her house. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consumed that water. And the Sahabiya says, after the departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I then cut out that portion where he placed his lips. It was the love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even the thing that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched became beloved. What I'm trying to make clear is that things that have connection and nisbah with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are held in high esteem. They have a high maqam. And unfortunately, we are seen disrespectful. We are seen making things as a joke. Allahu Akbar. We are seen laughing at those people that respect tabarrukat. that respect and show reverence to the things that are close to the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This attitude should stop. We should not do this, and we should hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Tabuti Sakina was also a great blessing, dear viewers, to Bani Israel, as they would make and seek, they would make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla using the wasila of that box. And what was in Tabuti Sakina, the box of tranquility? It has been mentioned, it was just the remnant of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. That box, that blissful box, contained the turban of Harun alayhi salam, the chappal mubarak, na'alain of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It had some particles of man and salwa. It had some scriptures of Torah. These are those things that had connection with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the result of making dua through the wasila of the blissful box was that whenever they would prepare themselves, they would mobilize their army and they would prepare themselves for any war, they would first make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla using the wasila of the box. And they would ask Allah for victory, and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them victory through the blessings of that blissful, tranquil box, dear viewers and listeners of the Mini Channel. This parable has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Park. And if it is not true, then remember, dear viewers, when they showed respect, if you feel this is not true, or if you feel that how can this be possible through the waswasa and through the whispers of Iblis and Shaitan, then listen, dear viewers, when that nation showed this respect, and when that nation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam showed bi'adabi to the blissful box, then Allah Azza wa Jal given victory to Qawm Amalaka, to another nation, over these people, and they taken the box that they treasured for over the years. When sins became so open, people made gunah and sins openly, then they lost the blessings of the box. It was taken away. Likewise, dear viewers, today we have everything in our lives, but we don't have adab. Our children don't know how to respect. The Quran could be kept before us, but we can speak lies while catching the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And many other signs, we can be inside the masjid talking to people and we can be speaking lies and deceiving people. Sometimes we should be concerned about the place where we are and the situation that we are in. Lies itself is haram, whether you are in the masjid or out of the masjid. But dear viewers, be careful and be cautious of what your surroundings are about where you are, about the maqam that you stand in. Like when you go for Hajj, of course you have to be so careful to make sure that during those 10 days, what to be done and what not to be done. Though those things are not haram out of Hajj, but during those moments, you are told not to do that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, dear viewers on the Subhanini channel, the nasiha and the advice in the early echo program for today is, of course, learning from this parable of Safa and Marwa, which are from amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we should have nisbah and connection with those things which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say shukran, barakallah, to all our viewers and listeners of the Madani channel. Tomorrow, inshallah, we shall be having a program with relation to the virtues of various surahs of the Quran Pak. Ji haan, kuch aise surahs hain jiske padhne se sawab milta hai. Zahir se baat hai, pura Quran Pak padhne se sawab milta hai. Lekin what are the virtues of some particular surahs? In particular is what we will be discussing, like Suratul Fatiha, Suratul Baqarah, and many other surahs, inshallah. Please listen to those ayat and verses very attentively in tomorrow's episode, same time, same place, on your Madani channel. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. And once again, I sign off reminding you the Madani maqsad of your da'wat Islami, and it is I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi. Allah, Allah, Allah.